from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Which team should I have more faith in? The New York Mets at 7 games under .500 in the middle of June, knowing what's on their roster, knowing their situation? Or should I have more confidence in the Aaron Rodgers-led New York Jets?
Okay, so to answer that question, though, I need to know what your end game is.
The end game is being as good as possible, winning. You know, maybe not a championship, but being good.
Being good?
Being very good. Being a team that gives me excitement deep into either October or January.
The Mets.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I am serious. The Mets.
I should have more confidence right now in the middle of June in the Mets than I should the Jets going into this upcoming season?
Yeah. Yeah, you should. A, I think the wild card situation absolutely helps you. You're only 3 or something games out. Everything Loogie's laid out for you. And B, you're talking about a football scenario where the AFC is loaded. You have a quarterback off an Achilles at 40 years old, and the franchise has the longest playoff drought in football. It doesn't mean they can't get to the playoffs or not, but to me, I would look at the sport, your position where you are, and your owner and go, yeah, I got more faith the Mets could find their way into the playoffs.
I'm stunned by that answer.
And it's not me being a hater. It's just it's more to do with take.
I don't know. I'm confused, Tiki. Is he just such a freaking Jet hater, or is he giving an opinion that I just disagree with, but it makes sense?
He feels like you with every other sport that you hate on, except now he's you hating on the Jets.
I'm confused by that. What the hell does
because
that
you
mean?
Hate. You subtly hate on every team that's
not
yours.
That's not true.
He is not so subtly hating on the Jets.
Well, that is true. That last part is true. I don't know, man. I think if I asked most people, or if I even looked at the betting odds, what is a better chance of happening? As of right now, June 14th.
Oh, yeah.
The New York Mets making the playoffs, even in this downtrodden National League, or the New York Jets making the playoffs, I would think the Jets are much better odds.
Part of the reason, by the way, that tie breaks me a little bit, the most public bet current NFL over on a win total right now is the Jets at 9.5. Everybody loves the Jets to go over.
Okay.
Which is another thing playing into my hands. When does that ever work out for the
that
Jets where everybody's
mean
right?
Anything?
But it's also the AFC, I can see, I'm joking, Sean's hating, but I also see the Mets with the extra wild card playing below where they should be. Right? They have room to be better, right? We would all agree with
that. Yeah.
They have room to be better. The Jets in the AFC are, it's a gauntlet, man. Hell, the division has 2 playoff teams, whether it's the Bills
and, I get that.
And the Dolphins. And so it just becomes like daunting to think about the Steelers, if they get back with their 2 quarterbacks now that are there, the Bengals and the Chargers with the new head coach, the AFC is gonna be tough.
I get all that.
Like, very tough. I mean, there were 3 teams from the North that made it last year.
I understand, but the Jets also have a top 5 defense, maybe a top 3 defense, a quarterback that's won 4 MVPs, and even with the Mets and my optimism coming into the year, what did I think they were? A mid-80s win team?
Yeah, I just think that, I mean, to me, the AFC is just, it's a grind.
Or, Joe Benigno was right. Tiki hates the Jets.
No, I don't hate the Jets.
No, because, dude, the Jets could be
think about this. Cincinnati was bad last year.
Yeah, and they're going to come back.
Right, they're going to be good again. Pittsburgh should be good again. Cleveland is going to be good, right? They got 2 of the best players in football.
Right.
Baltimore has an MVP. Houston, Trevor Lawrence just got paid. I mean, it's almost every team in the AFC has a chance to be good.
The Mets could finish 82-80 and get the last wild card, and we could argue whether baseball needs that wild card. The Jets very easily could be 9-8 and be the second team left out of the AFC playoff picture.
Yeah, I disagree.
So that's the way I'm looking at it.
I disagree with both of you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.